And we are back here at the Huron Arena getting set to go with set two as the Huron Tigers and Mitchell Colonels battling here in volleyball. Huron did not look good to start there, but got things going. And a nice run there to end that first set. As we get ready to go with set number two. So Huron up one set to none. And on to serve for Mitchell to start set number two is Addie Seamson. Serve, and Huron split the red sea, or pink sea, so to speak. Serve went into the back row, nobody home. An ace for Seamson, and Mitchell draws first here, 1-0. Serve again, and again, eats up Hines. Hines and Davis not really communicating well back there, 2-0. Back-to-back aces for Addie Seamson. Mitchell ready to serve again with Addie Seamson. Serve back row, serve received Davis, bumped ahead by Hampton Hines. Claggett left side, blocked at the net. Block kill up the middle by Tiana Meadows. And Mitchell up quickly here, 3-0. Seamson serving back row Davis. Hampton Hines will back set. Here's Meg Moradeth, blocked and put in again by Meadows, I believe. Another block kill, and Mitchell off to a quick 4-0 run here to begin this second set. Seamson serving. This time Hilton Hines there, going to be bumped by Hampton. Claggett from the left side, pops it back row, Stabner there. Then nobody went after the ball for Mitchell, and miscommunication there on the part of the Colonels, and Huron will get on the board. It's 4-1. The serve receive was there, went a little to the left, but then Seamson couldn't get to it as a setter. Nobody else really made a move to the ball. And Huron gets a point off the air. It's 4-1. Serve receive, and that will tie up Stabner in the back row. Ace for Hampton Hines. And Huron back within 4-2. Again, serve back row, serve receive for Stabner. Come to the right side, the tip Van Overshield, dug out Davis. Set to the left, Claggett with the hit, drills it, but long. No touch, no touch. Hitting air, and Mitchell up 5-2, kind of the way the first set started, with Mitchell getting that early lead. On to serve for Mitchell is Ava Brannon. Colonels up 5-2 in set two. Serve back row Davis. Bumped by Hampton Hines, hit by Claggett, cross court, dug out by Guthmiller, set in the middle for Meadows, and that will go through the back row of Huron. Mitchell able to get that offense going some now. Fourth kill for Meadows, third one of this set, and Mitchell up 6-2 here in set two. Serve again, back row Claggett, back set, right side, the tip back row by Huron. Here's the hit up the middle. Meadows dug out Hilton Hines. Hampton with a quick set to the corner. Brannon moving, gets to the ball. Left side hit Stabner, blocked by Meg Moradeth. Mitchell stays with it, goes right side hit. Back row picked up by Huron. Set for Claggett down the middle. Nice dig by Brannon again. Going to be a two-hand tip by Mitchell by Flippin. Tigers almost ran away from the ball. And third hit, they do get it across. Mitchell will set it up from the middle. Meadows to the left. Davis goes down to get it. Kept alive by Claggett. Free balled by Hampton Hines. Set to the left. Stabner winds up. Back row. Nice play. Hilton Hines. Overpass. Mitchell can play it again. Left side. The tip by Stabner again. Hilton Hines there. But Dreyer can't get her body twisted to get the ball over. And Mitchell, after a long volley, gets the point at 7-2. Colonels here in set two. Again, Mitchell off to a fast start here in set two, just as they did in set one. Huron came from behind in the first set, but you don't want to make it a habit. Serve. Oh, that would have went too long, but Davis played it. That's an ace for Ava Brannon. Third ace of this set for Mitchell. And Huron going to take a quick timeout. Timeout here on Mitchell up 8-2 in set two. Timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Chips with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back at the arena. Sorry about that. We got disconnected from the studio. We are back now. Mitchell still controlling the second set, up 19-8. Madison Hirschman serves into the net, and everything going wrong for Huron as Mitchell has been running away with the second set. They now lead 20-8 here in set two, trying to knot things up at one set apiece. So I think we're got everything all hooked back up. We got disconnected, and then we're able to get a few things going, but then all of a sudden everything went dead on me. But we're back going now here on serve receive. Hit by Claggett through the block. Mitchell controls. Right side hit flipping down the line. Dug out by Juergens. Left side hit. Claggett up the middle. And Stadner is there. Left side hit. Going to the back row. Dug out by Huron and tipped across by Hines. Tipped across again. Mitchell, though, stays with it. And they'll free ball with Van Overshield. Set to the left. Here's the hit. Claggett down the line. Misplayed by Stadner. Claggett with the kill. And Mitchell up 20-9. But Huron just not getting much going here. We'll see if they can get things going a little more smooth here now. Got a lot of work to do, but Mitchell's not to 25 yet. Hampton Hines with the serve. Back row serve receives Stabner. Here's the back set, the right side hit, and just tipped across. Nice touch that time by Van Overshield. She'll get the kill, her second. Mitchell up 21-9 in set two. Ava Brandon, who's played very well in the back row for Mitchell, serving now for the Colonels. Serve received from the back row, Davis, and not a great pass, but saved and got over by Hampton Hines. Hit, blocked at the net, make more depth. Mitchell comes again, Stabner left side. Tigers got a block on it. Hines with the set. Claggett with the hit, down the middle, too long. No touch, and Mitchell 3 points away here at 22-9. Huron's just never been in this second set as Mitchell got off to a 4-0 lead and has not looked back. Serve back row, serve received Davis, and Huron can't get over to it. An ace for Mitchell, Colonels up 23-9. Give the ace to Brandon, her second of this set. Serve again for Huron, or for Mitchell. Huron with the set, make more depth, drills at the corner. Got a nice set from Hines, nobody home in the corner. 23-10, Mitchell still up handily here in set two. Claggett serving now for Huron. Floater back row, serve received Brandon. Here's the ascent, the hit up the middle, and nobody home for Meadows. Meadows looked like she kind of took something off the hit, and Mitchell's at set point, 24-10, looking to tie the score. Delahunt to serve with Mitchell at set point, 24-10. Huron won the first set, 25-22, coming from behind. Serve receive back row, Hilton Hines, set by Hampton. Davis on the left side, dug out by Mitchell, set to Stabner. Her hit and drills through the back row of Huron. And Mitchell takes set two, going away, 25-10. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, then back here to the arena on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we had to set three tied up at one set apiece. Mitchell, or Huron taking the first set, 25-22. Mitchell the second, 25-10. On your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, it is 8 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. So hopefully you can put that second set behind you and actually play from a lead, because Huron hasn't done much of that tonight. Even in the set they won, the first set, Huron did not get the lead in that set until 18-17, and never led in the second set. We can try to build some momentum early, getting the lineup checks here before we move on to the third set. Hampton Hines with the serve to begin our third set. See if Huron can get some momentum built up here right away. Hines with the serve. Serve receives Stabner. Bumped by Seamson. Van Overschild left side, back row. Dug out by Hampton Hines. Set and to the left, there's the hit across by Claggett. Mitchell can set it up. Van Overschild with the tip. Huron there. Hampton will back set. Right side it. Ziegeldorf with the hit in the back row. Mitchell digs it out. Back line attack. Stabner. Tigers keep it alive. Claggett coming to left side with the tip up the middle. Capfire shot for Claggett, and Huron gets the opening point of set number three, 1-0. First lead since the end of the first set for Huron. And Hampton Hines to serve. Can he build some momentum? Serve received Guthmiller. Bumped ahead. Left side hit Van Overschild. Tigers got a block on it. Bumped ahead, and here comes Claggett. She'll just tip it up the middle again. Mitchell was there that time. Van Overschild will tip to the corner. Nobody home. Van Overschild, a good job of seeing the floor. She'll get the kill. Van Overschild, I have her for three kills. And we're tied at one, and Mitchell serving now with Seamson. The setter, left-hander into the net. Service error. Here on back up 2-1. I don't think either team had a service error. I guess Mitchell did have one in the second set. I missed a little bit of time there, though, when I lost my unit here. Mitchell trying to get the ball up, and they will get it across. Tigers can set it up. Set in the middle, Mangmoradeth taps it back row. Stabner, pass though too far towards the net. Passing error, Mitchell, and Huron goes up 3-1 in set three. Claggett serving as Huron wants to get some momentum early this time. Claggett sends it back row. Guthmiller down to get it. Set across left side. The hit tap back row. Set across to the left. Davis with the hit up the middle. Stabner there. Bumped by Van Overshield. Free balled by Seamson to the corner. Pass ahead, Hilton Hines. Ziegeldorf will just tip it. Mitchell digs it out. Back set, right side hit, flipping cross court. Tigers there, set for Davis. Left side to the corner, misplayed by Seamson. Davis will get the kill. Hallie picks up her fourth kill. And Huron opens a 4-1 lead here in set three. Best momentum Huron's had in a while. Serve back row, serve receive. Here's the set. Seamson, Van Over, or flipping with the tip. Tigers dig it out. Set to Davis. Nope, it's going to be backline attack. Claggett dug out by Stabner, and Claggett and Stabner will just send it across from the back row way long. Hitting Air Mitchell, and Huron up 5-1. Now Huron building the lead here in set three. See if they can sustain the momentum with Claggett serving. Claggett, back row, nicely played by Stabner. Van Overshield will hit from the middle. Claggett there, off the net. Hampton Hines, a good job of keeping it off, and Ziegeldorf gets it across. Here's the tip across. Nice body control there by Tiana Meadows, as she just saw an open spot in the front row, gets the kill. That's her sixth. Mitchell breaks the Huron run. It's 5-2 Huron. Mitchell, though, has the serve. And the official told Mitchell, let's come back and do our substitutions correctly. Brandon pretty much just ran out there and says, no, we're going to get the girls together and do this properly. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets, make more death. Up the middle, block back by Mitchell. Nice dig by Huron. Stabner just comes up and saw Huron had a couple of girls on the floor, and she just slammed it to the back row. Stabner with the kill. And Mitchell back within 5-3. Stabner with eight kills. Brannon serving. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. To the left, here's Davis up the middle. Nice dig, Brannon. Set and the hit by Meadows and blocked but out by Huron. Meadows with another kill. And just like that, Mitchell's back within one. 5-4, 3-0 run for the Colonels. So Huron, some brief momentum, but Mitchell has come right back into it. Serve back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Davis, left side, goes to the corner. Mitchell there to play it. Right side, free ball to cross by Flippen. That's way out. Hitting air, Mitchell, and Huron back up 6-4. Hines to serve now for Huron. Simmonsma into the front row for the Tigers, wearing the pink tonight. Hines serves, Guthmiller serve, receives, struggles with it, gets it up ahead. Left side, the hit across by Stabner. Huron stays with it. Going to be a free ball by Davis. Back set, Mitchell flipping, puts it back row. Hilton Hines, Hampton with the quick set to the corner. Mitchell got to it, pass it ahead, third hit. Stabner will find the line. Just trying to free ball and thought she'd put a little knuckle in there or something. 6-5, Mitchell back within one. Another kill for Stabner. She has nine. Serving for Mitchell is Alyssa Delahunt. Tied at one set apiece, but you just feel like Mitchell has the momentum. Serve, receive, Claggett. Back set. Here's Ziegeldorf with the hit back row. Mitchell able to play it. Free ball to cross Stabner. Blocked by Ziegeldorf. Ziegeldorf, a nice play on the block. And Huron goes up 7-5. Ziegeldorf getting some time here, came in midway through the second set. She comes out now as Juergens in to a serve and play back row for Huron. Huron up 7-5 in set three. Juergens back row, Stabner on serve receive. Not the greatest of pass, but Mitchell gets it across. Hampton Hines sets. Here's Simmonsma with the hit. Nice dig back row by Seamson. Huron attacks again. Davis this time the tip blocked. Mitchell thought it was a four-hit attack. Simmonsma with the block kill. Mitchell thought it was a four-hit attack, and it didn't look like a block from here. Huron will take any break they can get, though. 8-5 Huron. give the kill to Simmonsma, her third, fourth actually. Served by Juergens, serve receives Stabner. Set to the left, the hit, blocked by Simmonsma. Mitchell will free ball it. Davis there, tipped back across by Simmonsma. Mitchell plays it, Stabner will wind up, hit through the block. Nice dig, Hiltonines, third hit. Plagan gets it across, great play, Hiltonines. Set from the middle, here's the tip to the corner. Juergens puts it back across with one hand and finds the line. Maddie Juergens doesn't get into the kill column often. She does there on an overpass kill here on up 9-5. Juergens will serve again for Huron. Serve back row and drops in for the ace. Stabner let it go. And it dropped right in front of that back line. Juergens now with an ace to go along with her kill. 10-5 Huron. Serve by Huron. Stabner serve receive. Back set. Right side hit flipping to the corner. Claggett there. Set in the middle. Simmonsma through the block and Mitchell can't get through it. Simmonsma just wound up. Did a windmill hit. Gets the kill. Here on up 11-5, Mitchell takes the timeout. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Era in Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron up 11-5 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Mitchell, or Huron winning the first set 25-22. Mitchell the second 25-10. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Maddie Juergens has been a spark in the last couple of points for Huron. She'll serve. Back row, Stabner. Seamson will set to the left. Free ball to cross by Mitchell. Here's the back set. Right side, Simmonsma almost overran it. Gets it across. Set to the left. They hit Stabner. Back row, Hiltonines. Hampton will set. Allie Davis left side down the line. Brandon goes backwards with it. Mitchell won't get to it. Davis with the kill here on up 7, 12-5. Davis with her fifth kill. Three in the first set, two here in the third. And here on up 12-5 in set three. Juergens serving to the corner. Stabner. Overpass. Huron can set it up. Here's the quick set by Hines. Slapped at an illegal hit. Going to go on Stabner. Stabner was running to her left to try to get set up for the potential attack. And then the ball was coming right after. And she just went up and swatted at it. Kill for Hampton Hines. Her third. 13-5 Huron. Serve received. Kept off the floor by Hines. Hit by Mitchell. Nice dig Davis. Pass ahead. Davis will just free ball it on the third. Here's the dig by Brandon, hit and returned by Juergens again, and nobody goes after it. Juergens again on the dig on the overpass and finds a way to get it across the floor. I'm going to give Juergens a kill on that. It was only hit once by Mitchell, and then nobody else went after it. Second kill for Juergens, 14-5, and very close. Mitchell let it go, and it was just long on that back line. Service error, and Mitchell gets one back. It's 14-6. But Huron went on a 7-0 run, 8-0 run to build that lead. Now it's at 14-6. Mitchell serving. Serve received, Claggett. Here's the pass ahead and tipped across by Davis. Mitchell can set it up. Seamson across for Stabner. Left side through the block. And by a rolling Hilton Hines, Stabner with another kill, 14-7. Sawyer Stabner, I have her for 10 kills, three in this set. Serving for Mitchell is Kenna Solik. Back row, Claggett. Hines will set up the middle, and there's Simmonsma drills it to the corner. Kenzie Simmonsma on the attack here on back up 15-7. Simmonsma, I have her for 6 kills, 3 in this set. Allie Davis serving now for Huron. Huron back up by 8 in set 3. Guthmiller, not a great pass. Mitchell gets control. Stavener will send it long. Well, that serve receive, you don't get that right. It goes off mark. It's really hard to get yourself in position. And on the overhit, Huron goes up 16-7. Mitchell going to take their second and final timeout here. Huron up 9. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Mitchell has used both timeouts. Stavener on serve receive. Again, they have trouble getting that serve receive, and it goes into the net. Again, like I said, if you don't get that serve receive, which Coach Ulmer taught me this year is specifically a pass, not a dig. If you don't get that pass in the right direction, it's hard to get your offense in gear. Serve goes wide left by Davis. Service error here on. Point back for Mitchell. It's 17-8. Second service error this set on Huron. Stavener to the back row. She'll serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Stavener and goes long. We swap service errors. Huron back up by 10, 18-8. Second service error this set on Mitchell. They have 7 total, I believe. Haven't really added those up. Serving specialist, Madison Hirschman in for Huron. Pops it back row, Guthmiller. Seamson will set, Van Overshield, left side, down the line. Popped up in the air, Davis, third hit, free balled by Hampton Hines. Seamson will set. To the left, again, Van Overshield, back row, dugout. Set across for Claggett, her hit up the middle, and eats up Stavener in the back row. And Huron up 19-8. Claggett with her fourth kill. Huron trying to regain the lead here. We're knotted up at one set apiece. Hirschman serving to the corner. Serve receive Mitchell. Here's the back set. The hit up the middle. Nice dig by Hirschman over the net and knocked over by Hines. Mitchell quick balls it back. Left side. Here's the hit. Down the middle. Claggett connects again. Huron 20. Mitchell 8. Now it's Mitchell that really can't get their offense set up. They just are hitting it across and allowing Huron to get the ball where they want it. Huron up 20-8. Hirschman serving. Hirschman back row goes long. Another service error Huron. 20-9. Huron Tigers. So 3 service errors this set on Huron. 4 total. Mitchell serving to Huron. Guthmiller. Back row Davis. Bumped by Meg Morideth. Claggett will hit it up the middle. Stavener there. Bumped to the left. Van Overshield will hit left and it goes out. Allie Davis almost chased it but then held back. Hitting air Mitchell is 21-9. Tigers in set 3. Zigeldorf into the front row for Huron. And Hampton Hines serving for the Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive. Stavener, here's the quick set across. Somebody had to be in the net, and it was Huron. It was hit across by Mitchell, and then the net just took this big jerk, and I know that can't be just somebody touching it. Somebody got a hand into it. 21-10. Huron leading. Ulmer having a visit with the R2 about something. Served by Seamson, set by Hines. Here's the hit, Meg Morideth, and Mitchell again can't come up with the dig. It was blocked, and then it came right to Simpson, and she just wasn't ready for it. Meg Moradeth with the kill, and Huron up 22-10. Third kill for Sam Meg Moradeth. Claggett serving for Huron. Serve received. Stabner bumped. And off to the left, odd angle, and Mitchell can't get it across. Huron 2 points away at 23-10. Now, Huron has not trailed in set three after Mitchell never trailed in set two. Those are the type of things that maybe just fascinates me. Serve is out by Claggett, 23-11. Huron now with four service errors. That's 4 out of 11 points for Mitchell have come on the Huron errors. Ava Brannon back in for Mitchell. 23-11. Huron 2 points away from regaining the lead here in the match. Serve receive Hines. Knocked back by Mitchell. Huron able to dig it off the net. Free ball to cross, and we have a late whistle. And, oh, they call four. They say that wasn't a block by Mitchell and just off the net. So four-hit attack on Huron, 23-12. Huron leading, Brannon serving for the Mitchell Colonels. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set up the middle. Meg Moradeth blocked at the net. Then Mitchell just couldn't find the ball. It goes into the bench, and Huron at set point, 24-12. Another kill for Sam Meg Moradeth. I have her for four. Set point, Hilton Hines for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, Guth Miller kind of ate her up. Mitchell keeps it alive with Meadows. They'll free ball. Huron can set it up from the net. Hines, here's the tip by Davis. Mitchell digs it out. Guth Miller bumps it. Free balled by Stabner. Here's the bump ahead to the left. Davis with the hit to the corner. Shanked by Mitchell. Davis with the kill, and Huron takes the lead back in the match. 2-1, winning that one 25-12. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Once again, back here at the Huron Arena, Huron Tigers back up 2-1. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron took the first set 25-22, then the next two sets were blowouts each way. Mitchell won the second set 25-10, Huron the third 25-12. So Huron up 2-1, and Mitchell will serve here to get this fourth set underway at the arena. Serve by Seamson, back row. Here's the set. Make more depth with the hit. Blocked at the net, and nobody could dig it out. Flippin did her job. Had a nice block on Make More Death, but then the back row players, nobody went to make the dig. Kill for Make More Death, and here on up 1-0 to start set four. Hampton Hines serving. Serve back row, serve receive. Stabner back set, right side at Van Overschild. Back row Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett left side into the net. Looked like she maybe jumped a hair early on the air. Mitchell ties it up at one. Now, Mitchell has not had a lead since the end of the second set. Just like in the third set, Huron never had a lead, didn't have a lead since the end of the first set. So Mitchell trying to get the lead here early on. Serve, receive, Davis. Hines will set, make more depth again. And off the net, Mitchell can't make a play. It was dug by Simpson, but went into the net, and nobody from the Colonels could make a play off it. Make more depth with another kill. She's got a half dozen. And here on up, 2-1. Claggett again, preparing to serve for the Huron Tigers. Goes wide right, played by Stabner. It might have went out. Set to the left, and there's nobody there. A little mix-up with Simpson, Stabner, and Meadows on who was supposed to be in what spot there, and it was set to basically nobody. Here on up, 3-1. Serve across by Claggett. Simpson with the back set. Right side hit. Flippin. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton with the quick set. Guth Miller plays it. Set to the left. Stabner goes with the left hand tip and puts it into the net. Not sure if she just didn't like the position she was or if she was trying to do something a little different with the backhand left hand. Goes into the net, and here on up 4-1 in set four. Claggett on the serve. Serve receive back row Stabner. Back set, right side flipping. She'll put it back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Here comes Ziegeldorf through the block. Dumps it into the middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf getting some varsity time. She's got a couple of kills now. And here on up 5-1, an early timeout by Deb Thill. 5-1 here on leading in set four. Up 2-1. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
And Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on a 5-1 start here, some Mitchell Airs have helped the cause. And Mitchell, a very early timeout here in set four. Get here on up 2-1. And off the timeout, Deja Claggett will serve. Back row to the right, Stabner down to get it. Set up the middle this time. Meadows, and Meadows kind of crossed up here on Claggett. Was leaning right, and the hit came to her left. Meadows with the kill. That's the eighth kill for Tiana Meadows. And Mitchell back within 3-5-2 serving with Delahant. Back set, right side, Ziegeldorf pops it in the middle. Nobody home. Alexis Ziegeldorf off the bench has made an impact here for the Tigers. She's got four kills. Here on up 6-2. Hilton Hines with the serve. To the corner, serve, receive. Stabner, they'll set her in the middle. She'll just go tip this time. Tigers struggle to get to the ball, and it goes off the pin. Hampton Hines had to do the dig there, and it kind of almost came into her body, so she didn't have a very good pass off of that, and nobody else could get control. 6-3 here on leading in set four. Solik on to serve for Mitchell. Serve, receive, Davis. Set in the middle. Here's Simmonsma. Block. Simmonsma punches it back. Mitchell gets control. Stabner left side. Blocked at the net. Digs it off the net. Third hit. Stabner will get it across. Huron can set it up. Back set. Zegeldorf right side. Down the line. Alexis Zegeldorf having the golden touch now. 7-3. Huron back up by four. Zegeldorf, three kills in this set. Naver for five total. She's been a spark. It's 7-3. Huron in set four. Maddie Juergens serving. Juergens back row. Serve receives Stabner. Set to the left. The hit, and that will come off the back row. There's the return on the kill for Mitchell Weedy with her third kill. She has had one each in the first two sets. 7-4. Huron leading. Now Stabner back row to serve. Stabner tosses it up into the net. Service error. Huron back up by 4, 8-4. First service error this set on Mitchell. Really got to add all those up. I think that's 7 on Mitchell for the night. Serve receives Stabner into the net. Nice play by Seamson. Mitchell gets it across. Set across Claggett, left side. Off the top of the net, rolls back. Not sure if it was blocked or just came off the net. Either way, it's a point for Mitchell, 8-5 Huron. Guthmiller to serve now for the Huron Tigers, or for the Mitchell Colonels. 8-5 Huron leading in set four. Huron up 2-1. Back row, Davis, set to the left. Claggett will tip it over the block. Mitchell kept it off the floor, and they'll hit it across with Seamson. Back set. Simmonsma right side, down the line. Kenzie Simmonsma with a big-time hit for Huron, 9-5. Simmonsma, I have her for 7 kills now. She comes off, and serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for the Huron Tigers. 9-5, Huron leading in set 4. Serve back row, Stabner. Seamson will set to the left. The hit cross court. Davis got a hand on it. Pass ahead. Juergens free balled by Hampton Hines. Seamson with the set up the middle for Meadows. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Backline attack Stabner. Davis is there. Set to the left. Claggett. She'll power it through the block. Was it blocked? Yes, it was. Point here on 10-5. I couldn't tell if Mitchell actually got a block on it or not. Claggett with the kill. I have her for 6. 10-5 Huron. Hirschman serving again. Pop it back row. Serve receives Stabner. Not a great pass. An illegal hit on the second hit. Seamson on the serve receive. It kind of went on a line drive sideways by Stabner. And Mitchell never got control. It's 11-5 Huron in set number 4. I'm going to give an ace to Hirschman on that, or fourth. Serve receive back row. Stabner set to the left. Van Overshield, back row, Davis is there. Second hit attack by Hines. Mitchell scrambling, third hit, they'll get it across. Hines with the set, make more death, tips over the block, dug out by Mitchell. Back set, right side hit, cross court, and we have the libero was ended up setting in front of the spike line. And here on up 12-5, and Mitchell going to burn their second timeout right here. Thill doesn't want this to get away any further. Libero cannot set in front of that 6-foot line, and that's what Guthmiller did. 12-5, here on leading, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
And we are back at the Huron Arena. Mitchell has used both timeouts. 12-5, Huron leading here in set 4. And Huron up 2-1. Hirschman serving, pops it back row, Stabner. Here's the set to the left. The hit tipped over the block. Nice play by Van Overshield. She twisted her body. Hampton Hines tried for the block, but Van Overshield just kind of twisted her body and never really gave Hines a chance to get at the block. Van Overshield with the kill. I have her for four. 12-6. Huron leading. Mitchell serving with Seamson. Back row. Hilton Hines overpass. Mitchell will set it up from the middle. Meadows. Tigers keep it off the floor. Third hit. Great play. Claggett to get it across. Back set. Right side hit. Flipping. Blocked at the net by Huron. Mitchell keeps it alive and they'll bump it across. Hines with the quick set in the middle. Gap fire shot for Hampton Hines. Huron up 13-6. Hampton Hines, four kills, one in each set. And the Huron Tigers lead 13-6. Hampton Hines back to serve. Zegeldorf in the front row for Huron. Back on the floor. Serve to the corner. Serve received Guthmiller. Pass ahead. Stabner will free ball and goes long. Hitting air. Huron up 14-6. Mitchell going to make a sub first appearance. Haley Herring. She has not played in about a month due to injury. Just came back to practice, I think, at the end of last week. And she's on the floor for the first time, like I said, I believe, in about a month. She would be playing all the time if it weren't for the injury. Here's Mitchell set to Herring. Right away they go to her. Hit partially blocked. Overpass going to be hit into the net by Meadows. Mitchell, though, gets it across. Nope, they're going to say double hit. It was two girls actually coming together for the double hit, and Huron trying to pull away here, now up 15-6 in set four. Serve for Hines. Serve receive Guthmiller. Here's the back set. Right side hit. Van Overshield. Davis, not a great dig. In fact, they're going to call her for the illegal hit. 15-7. Mitchell gets one back on the air by Huron. Trotting in to serve for Mitchell is Ava Brannon. She was serving when Mitchell went on that long run back in the second set. Brannon serving, back row, serve received Davis. Set up the middle, make more death through the block, dug out by Brannon though. Set to the left, Stabner, she'll hit back row. Hilton Hines, Hampton will send it back middle of the floor. Hilton will free ball it. Mitchell can set it up, Seamson from the net. From the middle, Meadows just dropped it through the block and in front of the back row. Took something off it, and Mitchell making a little run here now as they're back within 15-8. Tiana Meadows with her ninth kill. 15-8 Huron in set four. Huron up 2-1. Brannon serving for the Colonels. Back row, Claggett. Hines sets back to Deja. Her hit through the block. Deja wound up and smoked it through the block. 16-8 Huron. Claggett now with seven kills. Claggett steps back to serve now for Huron. Try to keep momentum going here in set four, up two sets to one. Nope, that won't do it. Serve into the net. Service error, 16-9. Mitchell back within seven. Just counting up service errors. That's the fifth one that I have for Huron. Delahant in to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. 16-9, Huron leading in set four. Serve goes way long. Service error. We swap service errors. Mitchell, Delahant goes long. Huron back up by eight, 17-9. Just trying to do a quick count on service errors for Mitchell. That is the eighth service error on Mitchell. Hilton Hines serving into the net. Back-to-back-to-back service errors. Two for Huron, one for Mitchell. 17-10 Huron. In to serve for Mitchell now is Kenna Solik. See if she can get the serve across. Solik, back row, serve receive. Davis, back set. Off balance, Zegeldorf does get it across. Mitchell can set it up. Go to Stabner, of course. Left side, back row, and got the back line. Very close call. And Mitchell back within six, 17-11. You just don't want to let Mitchell get some momentum. 11th kill for Stabner, first of this set. Served by Solik. Claggett plays it. Set to the left. Here's the hit, Davis. Blocked at the net, or four-hit attack. Four-hit attack. And now Mitchell some momentum. 17-12. They're within five. Mitchell right now on a 6-2 run, trying to work their way back into the set. Solik serving and goes long. Boy, Claggett almost stuck an arm out there, but it did go by. Service error. Break there for Huron, 18-12. Tigers back up by six. Third service error this set on the Mitchell Colonels. Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Serve it back row. Stabner set ahead. Left side hit. Cross court. Claggett there. Hines will set in the middle, and Simmons puts it to the corner, but too long. Kenzie really didn't get off her feet to make that hit. Mitchell back within 5, 18-13. Into the front row for Mitchell is Van Overshield. Stabner now in the back row as she serves for the Mitchell Colonels. Floater, Hilton Hines, Hampton will set. Here's left side, Allie Davis through the block, and Mitchell can't get anybody there. It kind of crossed up the back row player. I think that was Solik. She thought it was going left, and after the block, she just didn't get a good read on it. Here on back up 6, 19-13, with Allie Davis the kill, her seventh. Sir, back row, Guthmiller. Here's the set, left side, tipped into the back row. Nice play, Davis. Free ball to cross Claggett. Here's the hit from the front row by Seamson, but Huron gets control of it. Seamson with a free ball back. Huron sends it ahead, and bad pass. Claggett can't get it across. Well, neither team was really in sync there, but Mitchell able to force the final mistake by Huron, 19-14. Huron, Guthmiller serving for the Colonels. Huron up 2-1. Serve goes back row, Davis. Pass ahead, Hilton, 9, just going to be a free ball. Claggett, cross court. Guthmiller with the dig. Set to the left. Van Overshield left side. Back row, Hilton, 9. Hampton will set. Claggett hits left side. Block. Mitchell digs it off the net. Pass ahead. Free ball by Meadows. Here comes Hines again. Claggett again. They hit to the corner. Too long. The set was a little off there as Claggett had to reach to it, and Mitchell is pulled within 4, 19-5. I think Huron had a 9-point lead at one point. Now it's 4. Guthmiller serving for Mitchell. Back row goes long. Service error, Guthmiller. Huron 20, Mitchell 15, and set 4. Mitchell is out of timeouts. Huron has both in their pocket. Meg Morideth into the front row for Huron. And serving specialist Madison Hirschman on for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman back to the corner, played by Mitchell. And quick set and froze here on quick set kill for Seamson, the setter, her fourth kill. Mitchell back within 4, 2016. Now serving is Seamson. Getting the subs all figured out here. Now Seamson ready to serve, the lefty. Back row, Davis. Hampton 9 sets, Claggett left side through the block. Nice dig, Stabner. And on the overpass, Huron couldn't make a play on it. All it was a dig to keep the ball off the floor. Stabner gets the kill, and Mitchell within 3, 2017 in set 4. Huron's had the lead, but Mitchell has some momentum. Serve received, Davis. Hines will set across, Claggett left side, up the middle, and off the net. Mitchell can't make a play this time on the serve receive. Stabner was there, but put it too close to the net, and here Mitchell couldn't make a play on it. 21-17, Huron back up 4. Ziegeldorf into the front row for Huron. And Hampton Hines serving. Hampton back row, Guthmiller. Back set, right side hit, Van Overshield, back row, Hampton Hines with the dig, Hilton will bump it. Here's the hit by Claggett, up the middle, blocked, Mitchell cleans it up, left side, Van Overshield, dug out by Hampton Hines, Hilton passes ahead, free ball by Claggett, back to the corner, misplayed, Guthmiller and Stabner came together, all it was a free ball over by Claggett, And Guth Miller and Stavner did not communicate here on up 22-17. Hines serve. Serve received Guth Miller. Set. Right side Van Overschild. Hampton Hines there. Hilton will bump it. Backline attack Hampton Hines. Played by Seamson. Seamson just going to free ball it. Huron can set it up here from the net. Hines, make more death, will tip, and off the net. Guth Miller got a dig, but hit it into the net. Mitchell could not get to it. Huron 2 points away, 23-17. Five kills now for Hampton Hines as she serves 2 points away. Hines will back to the corner. Van Overschild makes the play on it. Left side hit. Mitchell. Tigers got a block. Dug out by Claggett. Back set. Here's Ziegeldorf with the hit up the middle. Mitchell able to dig it out. Back set it. Left side hit. Van Overschild cross court. Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett left side. Winds up. Eats up Guth Miller. Claggett smoked that one. We're at match point. 24-17. Hampton Hines on the serve. As Huron looks to put it away right here. Hines, back row, serve, receive Guth Miller. Mitchell almost goes into the net. They get it across. Hines sets, make more death hits. Guth Miller with the dig, third hit. Mitchell will get it across. Davis in the back row. Set across, left side hit, Claggett. Dug out by Mitchell. Set to the left, Van Overshield's hit. Goes long. Was there a touch? No touch. Huron wins on the air in four sets. The final, Huron wins 25-22, 10-25, 25-12, 25-17. Huron moves to 13-12. Mitchell drops to 6-15. Timeout 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
View with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, it wasn't always pretty, but the Huron Tigers come out with a four-set win here and sweep Mitchell for the season, winning in five back in August and winning in four tonight. Huron now 13-12, another week off. Then to O'Gorman next Tuesday, then home for senior night against Brandon Valley Thursday to wrap up the regular season. Then the SODAC play-in game will be 2 weeks from Thursday, site opponent unknown. Here's the rundown of the stats. Mitchell now 6-15. Loss tonight really puts a dent in their chance to make the playoff field. For the Colonels, Ava Brannon had two aces, three kills. Campbell Weedy, one kill for Hope Flippin. One ace for Alyssa Delahant. 12 kills for Sawyer Stabner. Four kills, two aces, Addie Seamson. Nine kills for Tiana Meadows. And four kills, Lauren Van Overschild. Here on Tigers, Deja Claggett with nine kills. Six for Samantha Meg Moradeth. Seven for Allie Davis. Four aces, Madison Hirschman. Two kills, one ace for Maddie Juergens. Five kills, one ace for Hampton Hines. Seven kills, Kenzie Simmonsma. Five for Alexis Ziegeldorf as the Tigers pick up the win. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Come back and talk to Coach Ulmer next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And again, back here at the Huron Arena as we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as we visit with Tyann Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Kind of a sluggish night at times, but the Tigers pull it out in four. And coach, it's kind of hard to describe how this went. First set competitive. Second and third sets were pretty much lopsided different ways, and then the fourth set kind of, but I guess the girls, once they got the momentum going there, and really at the end of the second set that we lost badly, that was where I felt we got the momentum and then just kind of took it from there.
Yeah, I think the girls overlooked them, right? Like, Mitchell's going to come out and play us like they should, and I think we overlooked them and thought it was going to be easy tonight, but they changed their ways and we got the win from there.
You know, and you can't really touch on one thing there. The biggest thing was Alexis Ziegeldorf came in that second set. And like I said, while we ended up getting beat pretty badly there, I thought we started to play a little better at the end, and then that showed up in the third set.
Yeah, Alexis brings some different kind of energy for us, so we made that switch to see if she could make a change, and tonight she did, and we just kept it that way.
You know, because I watched her swings there, and it looks like she was reading the floor well. She was seeing the hole. She got one to the corner, a couple up the middle. So, again, sometimes when you're watching on the bench, then come in like that, you're seeing those things, and you can convert it.
She plays on the scout side, too. So she knows where the openings are because she has to mimic it. And so it's easier probably for her to see it and just apply it. And you don't have to hit hard to get a kill, and that's what she does.
Now, that's kind of what Kinsey Simmonsma does, too. She doesn't necessarily hit it hard, but her timing is just so impeccable this year, especially on the blocks. But I thought this might have been her best night attacking.
yeah, we've worked on her with her slides, and we're trying to get her to swing a little bit faster now, and it's kind of applying to that to get some kills too.
And overall, again, we just had the consistent kills. I had Clay get 9, make more death 6. Allie Davis, 7. Allie was kind of hot early in the game. 5 for Hampton, 7 for Kenzie, 5 for Alexis. And again, we've talked about this in the past. We don't have that one that go-to, but we keep spreading it around. And, you know, as long as we have girls with the ability to make the play when the ball comes to them, that keeps the opposite side of the net off guard.
Yep, we just got to keep spreading it. We need to make sure that our ball is getting to Hampton. We kind of struggled with that in set 2, and that was the main thing, is we weren't spreading the ball. It kept going to the outside. So we have to make sure that our passes are to Hampton, and then we can spread the ball to get everybody involved.
Now, as we have another week off, and that's just kind of weird where we played so many matches for so long, then all of a sudden we're basically going to have one match in 2 weeks. But again, you can work on yourself a little bit. And then really that O'Gorman match next Tuesday is a big one for both teams.
Yep. With us having that week off, we got to make sure coming in Tuesday that we want to play, because we have that week. So are you ready to play, or do you want to play? And I feel like tonight that kind of was the issue. We weren't really here playing. So now we got to make sure that we know it's going to be a week, and now we got to go and play.
You know, not only that, some of the teams around us, some interesting scores, and I know we're saying we're not going to the Activities Association website, but this time of year everybody is. Brookings knocks off Pierre. That helps the Huron Tigers most likely. And then Watertown and Aberdeen, I think you said Watertown won. And so, you know, we're definitely scoreboard watching, although I don't think anybody's playing till next Tuesday now.
Nope, and we're not going to worry about it until we need to worry about it, but obviously I like to look at that stuff, but I got to keep the girls away from it and just make sure that they're ready to play at all times.
Yeah, keep the girls off their phones. That will be no problem whatsoever.
No, not really.
Well, I also have to mention, too, Breast Cancer Awareness Night. The auction did close during the match, and I did get one thing that I made a bid on right towards the end. But, again, just good to see how Huron comes out and supports this. When I counted before the match started, I just kind of added everything in my head. We were already over $1,000 on the silent auction, and obviously went further over that. That plus the T-shirt sales, that's what the fundraiser is for HRMC. And, you know, it's been a good partnership.
Yeah, and the community does really well supporting everything. They like to support us. They like to support the hospital and the community. So I think it's a good way to get the funds, and it goes to a good cause.
And looking at the stands at the arena, everybody got into their pink.
Yep, that was definitely pink, not orange tonight.
Well, lastly here, get back to the team. You know, we weren't always playing where we wanted to be, especially that second set. And I should mention, too, Alexis Ziegeldorf is our first National Bank player of the game. But again, we weren't always where we wanted to be. But, you know, once we were able to start getting momentum, string some points together there into the second, then definitely third and fourth, you know, then it just seemed like we got our rhythm together and moved on from there.
Yep, and volleyball is a game of momentum, right? Like, whoever has the momentum is going to probably win that set. So they did a good job making sure that they composed on that third set and got it going again. And we just got to make sure that we can stay head leveled and make sure that our errors aren't killing us like it did in set 2.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers win it in 4. We'll take a break of 2 minutes, wrap it up on Dakota Sports.
A low monthly payment at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. It's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
One last time here from the Huron Arena. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Really wasn't updating the scores just because I was having connection issues up there. And I didn't want to try to make anything do more than what I needed to stay on the air. Roosevelt swept Lincoln tonight, 25-22, 10-9. That's a nice win for Roosevelt. Brookings, as we said earlier, defeated Pierre in 4, 25-22, 19-25. Of course, now everything just switched on me. 27-25, 26-24, so certainly a tight match, but Brookings able to pull out those tight sets. Yankton swept T area, 25-20, 12-13. Harrisburg defeated O'Gorman, 25-16, 19-19. And Watertown swept Aberdeen, 25-16, 12-17. Jefferson and Washington are now in the fifth set, tied at two with Washington leading 13-9. That's number two against number three. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Off till Thursday, high school football 11AA playoffs here on at Yankton. That'll be a 5:30 pregame. Again, earlier start time. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff on Thursday here on Tiger 95. Then off till next Tuesday here on Ed O'Gorman Volleyball. Hey, we're getting to the end of our fall sports season here as playoff time is upon us. Again, the final here on Tigers win it in 4, 25-22, 10-25, 25-12, 25-17. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.